I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. All right, on today's program, we're going to be celebrating Earth Day. Well, Earth Day was Wednesday, April the 22nd. It's been 50 years since Earth Day was founded back in 1970, 50 years. If you visit earthday.org, you can find out a lot of information about how you can celebrate Earth Day at home. You know, here we are. We're all social distancing. But there's still things that you can actually do to contribute to some of the work that's being done to deal with a lot of the issues that have to do with climate change. So there is an app that you can download, the Earth Challenge. You can download this app from earthday.org, and you can collect data about the air quality and plastic pollution right here in our own community. And, you know, the idea of plastic pollution, recently, single-use plastic bags were discontinued use in New York. And it's interesting because if I think about the plastic that I have in my home, now that I'm here looking deep into my cabinets and into my drawers and, you know, spending a lot of time in this environment, I realize how much plastic I have. Everything that I get from the store, the ketchup bottle, things in the bathroom. So one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to start thinking about how to use sustainable products that are offered in sustainable packaging. But, you know, we're here to think about music. We're here to think about music. And if we go back to 1970, when the Earth Movement started, there's some miraculous songs. I'm going to start with a song that I bet you already know.
Paradise put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Cat Stevens, Where Do the Children Play? Recorded in 1970 from the T for the Tillerman album. And we started off with Big Yellow Taxi from Ladies of the Canyon by Joni Mitchell. Both of those songs recorded and released in 1970, which is the very first year that Earth Day occurred on April the 22nd. And so today's program, we're going to be listening to a lot of different musicians, songs about the earth and about the beauty of nature. The year before Pete Seeger died, in 2013, he recorded some spoken word readings in an audio book that he recorded in collaboration with a percussionist, a man named Jeff Haynes. And it's called The Storm King. And we're going to listen to a song from that with Pete Seeger reading his poem, To My Old Brown Earth. This is Pete Seeger, the year before he passed away.
To my old brown earth and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I. And you who sing, and you who stand nearby, I do charge you not to cry. Guard well our human chain, watch well you keep it strong, as long as sun will shine.
The sun shines bright in the summer, the trees know when to let go of their leaves, and every winter I begin to wonder how the flowers ever bloom again.
And this our home, keep pure and sweet and green, for now I'm yours, and you are also mine.
These are God's creations divine.
For now I'm yours, and you are also mine.
Raindrop falls to nourish the earth, and the smallest seed can grow into the strongest tree, and every morning the sun comes up to greet me, bringing life everything you see. I find it hard to deny, 'cause it feels so right. The earth whispers to my heart deep inside, these are God's creations.
To my old brown earth and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I.
Sometimes it's hard to believe in anything at all, but when the winter fades, hope of spring will bloom again. And I find it hard to deny, 'cause it feels so right. To my heart deep inside, these are God's creations divine.
To my old brown earth and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I.
As we know it now, before the land and sea were formed at all, before the stars were made to burn and shine, little love of mine, darling one, can pretend to understand at all. No one can both inside and outside be. Who can suppose he knows the way this goes? let us not delay. The world is old and it will never last. Our share of joy is in this moment past. Will you come away?
Come away.
Come away. Fold into Jesus, baby child. Give up the love that takes and breaks your heart. Let go the weight of all that holds you here. Little love of mine, guardian one. Rising up in a tree, make the green leaf bud,
the bird and the bee and the fish in the sea, feeding it in my blood.
Oh, the jolly springtime,
all in the merry month of May. Oh,
the heavenly hours,
oh, the come again day.
Yes, the winter was bitter and long, so the spring will be sweet. Come along with the rhythm and the song, watch creation repeat. Thin, the moment is thin, ever so narrow the now.
Everybody say, got to live in today, don't nobody know how. Oh, the jolly springtime, in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
Oh, the jolly springtime,
all in the merry month of May.
Oh, the
heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
James Taylor with Sting and Yo-Yo Ma on cello. That's called Before This World, released in 2015. And then we started that set with a very moving poem by Pete Seeger, To My Old Brown Earth, recorded in 2013 on an audiobook called The Storm King. You know, we've decided that corporations are people and that they can have the same legal rights as a person here in the United States. But the question is, can the earth itself have legal rights? Well, the country of Bolivia, they say yes. And there is a law that they passed in Bolivia which defines the earth as a living system with rights instead of an object open to unlimited exploitation. President Morales signed a law in 2012, and the legislation was drafted by some of Bolivia's strongest social movements, including the indigenous groups and small-scale farmers. And it's called the Framework Law for Mother Earth and Integrated Development to Live Well. It's a law in Bolivia. And I'd like to read a little extract from the Bolivia Law for Mother Earth. And this is a quote. Mother Earth is the living dynamic system made up of the indivisible community of all living systems and living beings, interrelated, interdependent, and complementary, which share a common destiny. Mother Earth is considered sacred. It feeds and is a home that contains, sustains, and reproduces all living things, ecosystems, biodiversities, societies, and the individuals that compose them. This law addresses a lot of things besides the environment, land distribution, access to employment, health care, and education, using the concept of living well as a core theme. It's seen as a return in Bolivia. It's seen as a return to the indigenous values, that living well is a way of life that values the collective over the individual and having enough over having a lot. In Bolivia, that concept of living well is presented as a turn away from capitalism, which, as here in the United States, so many people regard the planet as a commodity. In addition to defining the planet as a living system, this law, this Bolivian law, generally calls for an end to practices that damage the environment. And one example is the human-earth balance that the law sets out. It's an approach to food security requiring that the state take action to avoid privatization of water and the participation of monopolies in the production of seeds and foods, along with promoting sustainable agriculture that doesn't exhaust the soil. The law also calls for Bolivia to gradually eliminate the use of genetically modified seeds. This is a very stunning turn of events. The law was passed in 2012, and I haven't had a chance to research how that has been carried out. But the law that they've passed in Bolivia, giving the rights to Mother Earth, is quite a different take from what we have here in the United States. So now we're going to listen to some music that deals with some of the ideas of the property and the United States. We took the land away when we spread across the country. We just moved the indigenous Indians aside and we took that land. The Indians didn't believe that somebody could actually own the land. They had no concept that you could actually own the land. And when we traded, you know, $24 worth of beads to buy the island of Manhattan, they thought it was the silliest thing they'd ever heard. Well, you know, there's been a large movement going on to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline, and in the Standing Rock Reservation with the Sioux and the Lakota. Neil Young spent a lot of time there, and music has come out of that. He released an album called the Peace Trail at the end of 2016. And there's a song on there called Indian Givers. And Indian Givers is a slang, an American slang, meaning that you give something, but you didn't really give it away because you took it right back. Why they would accuse the Indians of that when it's really the American government that has been the Indian Givers. We'll hear Neil Young weigh in on that topic. And then we're going to hear another Neil Young and Crazy Horse singing a song that Woody Guthrie wrote. This land is your land. This land is my land. And then we're going to hear another Neil Young and Crazy Horse track after that from their Ragged Glory album. So here's a Neil Young set as we celebrate Earth Day. Let's listen to Neil Young and what he has to say.
There's a battle raging on the sacred land. Our brothers and sisters had to take a stand. Against us now for what we all been doing. On the sacred land there's a battle brewing. I wish somebody taking what we give away, just like what we call Indian givers. It makes you sick and gives you shivers. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody. And ripping the soil where graves are scattered and blood was boiled. When all who look can see the truth, but they just move on and keep their groove. I wish somebody would share the and you know what that means. Yeah, that's when Happy went to jail. Behind big money, justice always fails. In our neighborhood, across our farms and through our waters, all at the cost of our sons and daughters. Yeah, our brave sons and beautiful daughters, we're all here together fighting poison water. Away. That's what we have at the end of day. I wish somebody
wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody would share the news. Wish somebody would share the news.
This land is your land. This land is. once more laid down by the hungry hand. How long can you give and not receive and feed this world through my greed and feed this world. Summer sky, your healing light, your parade of days, are they betrayed by the men of power who hold this world in their chains?
That was recorded in 1990 on the album called Ragged Glory, Mother Earth. We just heard a short set by Neil Young. Right before that, we heard the Woody Guthrie song called This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land. Neil Young and Crazy Horse from Americana, released in 2012. And we started that set with Neil's most recent recording called Peace Trail, released at the end of 2016 from his time that he spent with the Standing Rock Reservation with the Sioux, the Lakota Indians, protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline to carry oil. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and today's program, we're celebrating Earth Day and what that means. In 1983, the Police released an album called Synchronicity, and there was a song on there that Sting wrote called Walking in Your Footsteps. We're going to hear that track from a live performance that the Police gave in a world tour in 2008. The album is called Certifiable, and this is the Police live in Buenos Aires. And walking in your footsteps, you know, the dinosaurs used to rule the earth, and then something happened. And maybe we're walking in their footsteps. This is the Police.
Coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds singing in the trees, and the land will be looked after. We send the seeds out in the trees. Did you think you'd escaped from routine by changing the script and the scene? Despite all you made of it, you were always afraid of a change. You got a lot on your chest. Well, you can come as my guest, so come on down. Coming down to the ground, there's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground, we hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after. We send the seeds out in the breeze. Like the fish in the ocean, we felt at home in the sea. We learned to live off the good land, we learned to climb up a tree. Then we got up on two legs, but we wanted to fly. And when we messed up our homeland, set sail for the sky. We're coming down to the ground, there's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground, we hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after. We send the seeds out in the deep. We're coming down to earth, like babies of birth, coming down to earth. We define your priorities, these are extraordinary qualities. We're coming down to the ground, there's no better place.
Peter Gabriel, We're Coming Down to Earth. That's from the soundtrack of the movie WALL-E by Pixar. So we're wrapping up today's program, celebrating Earth Day. And there's a special song released in 1971 by Marvin Gaye, an incredible album called What's Going On. And Marvin Gaye wrote the song, and the whole album has basically been called a song cycle. And it's about a man who's been fighting in Vietnam, a Vietnam vet, returning home from the war and looking around and what he sees. Marvin Gaye wrote the song in 1971. Ah, mercy, mercy me, things ain't what they used to be. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. What about this overcrowded land? How much more abuse from man can she stand? Ah, mercy, mercy me, things ain't what they used to be. Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where?
the blue skies blow. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
From Marvin Gaye's album, What's Going On, released on May the 21st in 1971, that was Mercy, Mercy Me. That album was released on Motown Records on the Tamiya label, and it was the very first album that he did to credit him as a producer and to also credit Motown's in-house studio band. The session musicians that played on that were known as the Funk Brothers. Well, that about wraps it up for today's program, celebrating Earth Day 2020. This is Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, the at-home edition. I hope you enjoyed the program today celebrating Earth Day. And once again, thank you so much for listening.